Welcome to Shomar Shalom and Daf. Your sponsor, Lui Mishpas Am Yaakov Shalom Le'apas Yitzchok. We're holding Kiddush at Daf Kofches. The Gemara in Mudalat brings that someone who calls his friend a Evet, he put him in Nidui, put him in Cherim. He calls his friend a Mamzer, he gets 40 Malkus. And if he calls his friend a Rasha, Yoyred Imoy L'chayov. Rashi explains on that, Bezim don't take care of it, but he can hate him, and he can even reduce his parnasa and to compete with him, even in places where you can't be, Yoril Umnus Chaveiroi. So first, the Maharal in the Chiddush HaGadol over here explains, what are the three things that we have? So he says, someone who calls his friend the Evet, similar to what Tosfos says over here, an Evet is an Oru, an Evet is considered to be cursed. So that's why he also gets cursed. Nidui is a type of curse. Someone who calls his friend a mamzer, he gets malchus arboim. Here the Maharal goes a little different in Tosfos, and he says, because what is a mamzer? Mamzer is a creature, a creation that came from Iser. And when is a Vlad created? Arboim yoyim litzirus of Vlad. It's 40 days for the baby to be formed. And the whole idea of malchus, the Maharal says in many other places, the malchus, how many malchus do you have? You have, the Torah calls it Arboim Yakenu, which is 39 days connected to the body and one day connected to the neshama. That's what Maharal always explains. So if someone calls his friend a mamzer, means that he had a yitzira beiser, and yitzira sevlat is 40, so connected that he gets the malchus, which corresponds to these 40 days. And the reason someone who's a rasha, yoyred lechayev, can go to his life and compete with him, so the Maharal brings two explanations. Explanation number one is that if he called him a Rosho, that means he says that he is a bad person. He causes harm to other people. So therefore, his punishment, that he himself will lose in his relation with other people. He's causing him damage in terms of his relationship with others, so he himself will cause damage in his relationship with others in terms of Parnasa. The second shot of the Maharal is that the Rishoyim, even in their lifetime, they're called Mesim. Rishoyim b'chayim kuri Mesim. So when a person calls himself a Rasha, it's as if he's saying he has no life. So that's why he could go and take away part of his life and his parnasa to consider him to be as if he's a Mes. The Maharal concludes and says these three stages, or the three different levels of Adam has. The lower level of Adam is what's called a Guf. That's the Evet. Evet has the Guf. The Evet is specifically more chaimri, more physical. The stage above that is what we call ruach. It's the adam, his neshama that went into his body. And that's, you call him a mamzer, that means he's a creation that's coming from an impure creation. And above that is where a person comes and determines who he is. He's a tzaddik or a rasha. That belongs to the neshama. So these are the three stages you have over here. Evet, mamzer, and rasha. But what needs beer over here is the third part. The Gemara says that if someone was a Rasha, Yoridim Lechayav. The way Rashi explains it over here, he means he could go into his life, he could cause him suffering by competing with him. Rashi Bo Metzia brings this chat, and he asks a simple question. Will Chazal will allow someone to be over and Loi Sikoim, to cause bad to somebody else? So the Maharshiv says that's not such a difficult thing. He calls him a Rasha. So Yimeli is now making him his brother, it's not v'chai echei moch. So Yimeli, yeah, Chazal gave a person the right to do that. That's part of the punishment Chazal gave someone to do. So it's not such a big question that Rashi asks. But Chazal and Sefer HaZorah, Mashma, then not that the Adam himself will go and Yoy Redim and Chayav, but it's something spiritual that will happen. When someone calls his friend the Rosho, so then what happens is Mishamayim, they make this person who called his friend a Rasha, they make him into a Rasha. Chazal tells us he will go to Gehenim even though he has no Averis. But if he called his friend a Rasha, he himself will go to Gehenim. He gets on himself what he called his friend. That's Yoy Redim Lechayev. And in that note, the Ben Yoyada Dir Mometziah explains that when a person calls his friend a Rasha, so not only that he becomes a Rasha, but all the schusim that he has are transfers to his friend. And he says, what's means lechayov? It goes based on the pasuk. The pasuk says, lechayov ke'arugas aboisim. What's the Chalukah Yerusha? Why is it talking about Torah? Torah is like a garden that has so many parts of Torah. When a person calls his friend a Rasha, so then the friend inherits from him all the Schosim, all the Torah. He's inherits from him is Lechayov. Lechayov Karugas Abaisim. Yoy Redeemer Lechayov, he's Yoy Redeemer and he receives the Lechayov, which is the Torah. Meaning, Pshat is that when a person calls his friend a Rasha, Yoy Redeemer Lechayov means he becomes a Rasha himself. All the Schosim go to his friend. But it's not something that the friend does, it's something spiritual that happens from Shemaim. That's how it sounds from the Zoyar and the Ben Yoyada. Anyone who wants to join the Shomachshava email list, what's a group, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.